Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribandy.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to write a letter of recommendation. Writing a generic recommendation letter may seem like a daunting task. We have compiled some simple guidelines that can help you set the style, tone, content, and presentation of your recommendation letter just right. The end result will be an effective and professional recommendation letter. Remember, the person you are writing for has asked for your recommendation as he or she feels that you know him or her sufficiently well. The candidate believes you will be pleased to support his or her application. These tips are for a generic recommendation letter, but they can also be applied to writing a college recommendation letter for an academic position or an employee recommendation letter to help them land a top job in the business world. Your aim should be to provide support by giving a positive but balanced summary of the person and his or her skills and qualities. Take your time when coming up with content. The best way to go about creating content for your recommendation letter is to take some time and plan what you want to say. We suggest the following points as a guide to organizing the content of your letter. Introduce yourself and state your position. Say how you know the candidate and how long you have known them for. Outline the candidate's skills that are relevant for the position and any relevant experience. Give a brief description of his or her personal qualities, for example, helpful, calm, etc. Mention how the person interacts with others. Say why, in your opinion, the candidate is suitable for the position and what you believe he or she could offer the organization. Emphasize anything outstanding about the candidate. Mention any important gaps in the candidate's skills or knowledge. Strike a balance in your letter of recommendation. It is important that your letter be written in a balanced manner. Although the focus of your letter should be on the good things about your candidate, the person needs to know if the candidate needs particular help in any area. You may be concerned about writing something that seems negative, but as long as you present your views in a positive way, highlighting an area where the candidate needs to improve, your comment should not be detrimental. For example, imagine you are writing a recommendation letter for a student, let's call him John, who has difficulty meeting deadlines. You have already talked to John about this, and he is working on his time management and organizational skills. You feel it is right to mention this in a recommendation letter, as it is a fairly big problem for John, and you know he will need ongoing support while he develops these skills. One approach of this could be to write, John has many skills and qualities that I mentioned above. However, to ensure he can achieve his long-term goals, he will need further support to develop his time management and organizational skills. He has been working hard to improve these skills over the last year, and I have already seen some improvement. Remember, your reputation for giving an honest recommendation is also important. Recommendation letter format. The letter should be a standard formal letter with the contact details and date at the top of the letter. You should address the recommendation letter directly to the person responsible for the application or to the Human Resources Department if you don't have a name. However, it is always best to get the candidate to provide you with a contact name if possible. Try not to write an excessively long letter of recommendation. A page should be sufficient, as the candidate will also have completed an application form and/or submitted a resume or CV. Be mindful of your tone. The tone of a recommendation letter should be professional, with content that is easy to read and clear in meaning. You should show the reader that you are approachable and that you would be pleased to provide them with more information. You can do this by adding the following sentence to the end of the letter. Please do not hesitate to contact me if you require any further information. Make an impression with the presentation of your recommendation letter. Sometimes it may help to look at a recommendation letter example to see exactly how this letter should look. And nothing looks more unprofessional than a recommendation letter with spelling, grammar, or punctuation mistakes and poor attention to detail. If you feel you need a little help to write the perfect recommendation letter, our business editors are here to help by giving you the confidence that your letter writing skills are at their best. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendy.com, because grammar matters.